Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin.
That's Amy and I'm Charlie. How are you, Ames?
Yeah, all right, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm okay, thank you. I'm asking you like we've not spent the morning together.
Watching Love is Blind, eating giant Whatsits.
Oh, giant Whatsits. Giant Whatsits.
I've never had one before. Well, I've never had before this morning.
Oh,
thoroughly
my God.
Enjoyed.
They are, I mean, they are giant.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're like this. They're bigger than my little finger.
Mm, birthday skin.
We had cheesy fingers like three-year-olds do at lunchtime when they're eating a ham sandwich.
Just like proper shoving them in their mouth. Like, they're stupid, aren't they, for going on Love is Blind? Nom, 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 nom. Judging all these people who were just trying to find
love. Her bronze is too dark. Guess who we're talking about?
Yeah, literally.
What's been going on?
Well, you know, I was about to say not that much, but then I realised we've not actually done this since before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a lot.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I hope you had a lovely Christmas. Hope you brought in the new year well. Wishing you happiness throughout 2022. Also, happy birthday to me. That was on the 3rd of January. You know, if anybody wants my address to send any gifts, and I probably won't give it you because that's a bit weird, but... send them, you know, send the well wishes my way, please. But yeah, so we were meant to, we always take a break in January anyway. So our first episode was meant to be out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But in the time between the last episode and current day, me and my boyfriend decided to get a dog after me mithering him for the past 9 months that we've been in our house. So we finally got a dog and it's actually from Doncaster.
Well,
she's a Donny soldier. I drove all the way to Doncaster. To
my side of Doncaster as well, which is impressive.
Yeah, so she's a Donny soldier. She is a little Rottweiler and she is a dream. She's called Honey. What are you laughing at?
I just got a text from one of Alex's friends that says, "Hello, Charles. It's Alex's mistress, Will. Are you available on Saturday, the 19th of March? Or are you editing podcasts that weekend?" Okay, thank you.
I am editing podcasts.
Yeah. Sorry, carry on.
But
you drove all the way to Doncaster.
Drove all the way to Doncaster and became a mom. So I'm a mum now.
To a
Rottweiler, which comes, you know, she's brilliant, she's lovely, but...
You weren't saying that when you were up every hour in the night.
No, the first few weeks were pretty rough, I'm not going to lie, being a new mum. Any actual mums listening to this will probably be furious at me comparing a dog to a baby. But she didn't sleep very well, but we're all right, you know. She didn't have any affection with her boyfriend for that time at all. We hated each other. We're like, why have we done this? But she's fine now. Apart from last weekend when Charlie and I were actually meant to record, she obviously got a stomach bug and had the shits and was being sick everywhere, which was really nice.
Glamorous.
Yeah, so she was literally splurting shit out of her arse. So,
splooging shit.
Yeah, and the actual like daycare I had planned for her with Carl's mum and my mum, they both have their own dogs.
Sounds like your arse.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like Honey's arse. No, Honey's arse is... Oh, no, what's like a... Like a... Anyway, the reason why we couldn't record is because my dog has just filled my garden with loads of runny shit and I didn't want to leave her on her own and I couldn't leave her on her own with anybody else because then their dogs would have got ill.
And if it wasn't for Honey, then we would have been out on time and I don't want everyone to think that we're just late again for being late's sake.
I know, I'm sorry guys, I'm a mum, it comes with a lot of responsibilities.
It does, but also, usually when we record an episode, we make the effort to come in person, which is why the audio always sounds really nice because we're in an actual studio with proper microphones. But what we're going to start doing now is recording remotely. So Amy's at home, I'm at home, we've got a setup at home each so that we can, it's just a little bit easier and we can be more consistent. So... we shouldn't be late anymore.
No,
no excuses.
Much excited for that. I was quite against doing it at home because you suggested it doing it through lockdown, but I was like, no, I want it to sound more authentic. I don't know. I just feel like it'll just be sound shit. Not that I didn't have any, you know, confidence in your editing skills or whatever, but I don't know. I just thought I'd rather take a little.
Well,
break
it's just less like
it.
When you. Everybody knows that it's just like a Zoom fatigue, isn't it? Really.
Mm.
But it's fine because it's just it's a lot easier, and I don't want this conversation to run on too long because we literally start every episode at the minute with this. But yes, you can trust us when we say that this shouldn't happen again.
Yes.
Well, other than that, the wonderful Honey is now in our lives. Honey is a good wordle. word to start with.
100%. Yeah, I always used to start with honey. Now it's adore. I start quite a lot with adore.
I started with adore today and it did not do me any skill.
No, I started with adore today. It did me nothing.
I just said the word. Well, it was spill. But I did write skill.
What was my... I like asking people's journeys on Wordles. Have you ever played Quirdle? I sent it to you like
No, but
times.
Have you ever played Global? Global's fun.
No, my friend told me that.
Global's really fun.
But have you ever played Octurdle?
The title for this episode is Wordle, Octurdle, Global, and whatever yours was.
Octurdle. It's basically eight of them.
Oh, yeah. You've shown me that before, but no, I've not played it.
Callum's found one, right, where it's literally like... You guess the letter, and he's like, "It's really good, yeah." You just put letters. I don't need to sound like that. You just put letters in, yeah. And I'm like, right.
So, Callum probably couldn't even try and do that voice.
All you do is guess the letter, and I was like, "There's no fun there because there's no clues. You'd literally just put in letters in." And he's like, "Yeah, it's really fun." And I'm like, "No, it's not, like grow up." There's apparently a Taylor Swift themed Wordle
for
as well.
God's sake.
Someone's making a book out of all this shit, but
yeah,
I do like to start my day with a Wordle. Gets
yeah,
the brain
so do
going.
I.
Anyway.
But it pisses me off when it's hard. Anyway.
Yeah,
yes.
I am on a streak though.
Yeah, I've never broken my streak.
No, 38 games played, 38 games.
One. Yeah, I'm the same.
Anyway.
Well, I just wanted to talk about something really quick before we get into the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the, what's the date? Saturday the 26th of February. It's 5 o'clock, 10 past five.
Bloody hell it is.
Yeah.
Have we got enough parking?
Yeah. No, I'll sort it out halfway through the app. While you're boring everyone else through the parking.
I know. So, guys, we just wanted to be relatable.
So today was the Adenola sample sale.
You were quite
like
excited
Adenola.
For this as well. You texted me the like poster, said, do you want to go? I said, oh, I'm sorry. I won't be there in time, but you go and you let me know.
Well, it's
you
literally around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, there's no excuse to not go, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been up early because I've played tennis, been having some tennis lessons that I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Northern in Didsbury. And basically, I thought, right, I'm going to be up. I'm going to be out. I'm going to get there on time. And I'm actually going to get there early. Starts at 10 a.m. Get there early. Obviously, knowing that there will be a queue.
There's also a gift for the first 50 people, isn't there?
Yeah, I was probably the 700th person because the queue was fucking huge. Mm. I got there and the queue was on the road, like the actual road. There were buses going past and I nearly got hit on the head by a wing mirror.
Love that.
And then I actually messaged Adenola on Instagram and was just like, are we meant to be queuing on the road? Because I think somebody needs to come and get us to queue somewhere else.
Did they reply?
No.
Oh.
And anyway, the queue was huge. It was freezing cold. It was the worst sample sale. I've never been to a sample sale before, to be fair. But I feel as though with a sample sale, it should be you've got 20 minutes. We let 25 people in for 20 minutes and then you get out. And then that's it. We let the next few people, we let the next however many people in.
Mm.
And you just get through the queue faster. And if you want to rejoin the queue, then you can.
Yeah.
Like that makes sense to me. But obviously, they didn't do that. So I was queuing. For 2 hours in the cold. I just played tennis, but I'd had a shower and I was like, right, I'm tired now. I'm literally stood up for 2 hours. This is a pain in the ass. Got in there. It was all fucking lime green. It was green. It was bright lilac purple. It was like biscuit colour. Nobody wants to wear biscuit coloured leggings.
Naked.
So anyway, I was getting arsy with that. And I got in and all I managed to do was buy a pair of shorts that I thought would be good for summer. This top that is literally no different from something from Primark, but was soft. And a tote bag, which was actually really good. So essentially I queued 2 hours to spend £45 on a tote bag, a sports bra and a pair of shorts. And honestly, if I hadn't have queued for that long, I wouldn't have bought any of it. I'd have just walked out and been like, this is shite. But because I'd stayed there for so long, it was terrible. Anyway.
Needs to be justified.
Anyway, the reason why I'm telling you this story is because now it's now I've got a complex. I have an identity crisis that's happening right now. Because I get in the queue and I look down it and I realise that we're all dressed the fucking same.
Yeah, but you did explain to me what people were wearing and I said I probably would also be wearing the same.
Yeah.
But I'm not having an identity crisis.
No, but that's
because
you didn't
there.
See it. Because
yeah,
you didn't
there.
See 1,000 girls that were all wearing your one version of your outfit. It was like you could have gone down the queue and been like trench coat, leggings, trainers, all the same types, or a puffy coat.
That is literally me as well.
You would have just rotated that around every person. The person behind the person in front of them was wearing at least one of the same items of clothing, whether it's leggings or a long coat.
So what are you going to do about this identity crisis?
I don't know, because now I'm concerned that I'm going to look stupid. Because I'm trying not to go with the stuff that I like.
But also, you know, you're being very vague here. You're like, right, trainers, hoodie, trench coat. You can get a lot of different variations of those things.
I know, but when you're all compacted into one queue, you all look the same. And I was like, oh my
God. Maybe you need to invest in some really swanky trainers then.
No, because the thing is, the swanky trainers are like £200 and everybody else is already wearing them.
Yeah. You need to start your own trend.
I know I do, but I don't know what... Oh, it's hard. And also, I don't like the way that I do my makeup. Oh, this is just... It's really thrown me off. So anyway, thanks, Adenola, for making me waste 2 hours, £45, and giving me an identity crisis. She says, sat in Adenola leggings.
Love.
So anyway, I'm going back to Lulu.
I'm going to go to Lulu tomorrow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm upset with the way that I feel. I'm upset with the trends that we are all fed and follow. And if anybody's got any tips, I don't have to follow them, but I do quite like them. So yeah, I need new clothes, but I don't want to spend any money on them.
I don't really know if that's going to get you far.
No, I don't think it will.
My advice, and I know I'm not the trendiest person in the world, but I would rather have little but better quality and more stuff that I will wear often. Like I have quite, not a lot, I have a few t-shirts that are like really well made, were a little bit more expensive. And I just rotate them. And Carl's always like, you always wear that t-shirt. I'm like, yeah, because it costs 75 quid. Yeah. And it's really nice. Yeah. Like, I would rather wear this.
I'm the same.
I would rather spend a little bit more and have less.
Yeah. Well, that's like this with this hoodie that I've got.
Mm.
It was £150 and I wear it to death.
Yeah.
It's like a go-to. It's just
and you know it'll last because it's better quality.
Exactly.
No fast fashion, guys.
No, but now I just feel like I need to revisit what I consider to be my style, because I know that there's 1,000 other girls that...
Yeah, but you're also in the city centre. You're going to see a lot of people. Me going into a small town city centre, I'm probably not going to see as many people dressed like me, but
you're the
big,
trendy Wendy.
Everyone's looking at me.
And I'm the crowd! Ah!
No, you're not. Should we move along?
Your niche and mass market is fine. Yeah, go for it. What are we talking about today?
Just a load of shit, really.
Yeah. So, as per, not the new format, but the kind of just the broadening of our horizons, because obviously the episodes are less frequent, we have general updates in terms of things that we've been liking, skin issues that we've had in the lessons that we've learned, as well as just other stuff that we've been enjoying, like new products and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I actually have a situ that some people might relate to with my skin. So shall we start with that?
Shall
we start with that?
Okay.
Because I know that you've got quite a few products that you're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So for Christmas, I asked for, well, before Christmas, I got a tester of the Aesop Lucent Facial. And I actually think I recommended it in our November episode.
I've had a sample of it too.
Yeah, 60 mil. Like, it's a big bottle, but it's, was it 85 or £95? Like,
I mean,
it was expensive.
Either way, it's towards £100, isn't it?
And I was like, I really like this product, and asked for it for Christmas. And it was the only thing that I'd asked for, and Alex kindly bought it for me. And with the tester, I obviously only used it maybe like 3 days, and that was it. And then around Christmas was obviously we were having to wear masks and whatnot from COVID. And I was like, oh, the masks are like really messing masking up, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as it got to the point where we didn't have to wear masks anymore, I was like, I'm not going to wear my mask because my chin is so bad and so sore that I was having to take paracetamol because my acne was so sore. I was like, I can't wear the masks anymore. Unless somebody tells me I absolutely have to wear one, I'm not going to wear it. And my skin still wasn't getting any better. And I was like, it can't be the masks. They obviously weren't helping, but what else is going on?
Mm.
And then it only took me until a couple of weeks ago to realize that I needed to go back to complete basics, as in every day when I wake up in the morning, I wash my face with water and then I put moisturizer on and SPF. Mm. And then before I go to bed, I wash my face and I put moisturizer on, and then that is it. That's all I do.
Yeah.
For me to realize that the only thing that hadn't been, there's a couple of other products that I'd been using that I know I'm fine with, but the Lucent Facial was the product that was new that was causing all of the havoc. And so I literally, within a week, 2 weeks of stopping using it, it's completely cleared up my skin. And I feel like when I spoke to Megan at Lianay, she's obviously a friend of ours, she was like, honestly, the fragrance in those products, if you are sensitive to fragrance, don't get Aesop. And it's really sad because I like them, but it's obviously it's just not right. And when I think about it, I don't think I've ever had any full size products of theirs that I've absolutely loved. But I just wanted to say, if you're having like a breakout continually in the same place, you're getting congestion and your skin barrier is just not performing, just strip it back to the essentials and take out any new products that you've been using, because honestly, the acne that I had was so bad. Like,
not worth it.
It wasn't worth it. So, yeah, I just wanted to, if anybody else is struggling with their skin, I know it's very simple advice that you've heard time and time again, but even I was like, no, I'm not going to try any, like, I'm just going to keep using it because I like it.
Yeah.
No.
Especially when it's
expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
But now I've got an £85 product that's had a month's use out of it. It's a big bottle as well, it's not one of the small ones, so
it's quite difficult as well, because is it a pipette?
Yeah.
See, I'm trying to think, because one thing I kind of wanted to talk about in this episode as well is like, where do you stand in buying skincare and makeup secondhand?
Yeah.
And for me, I don't actually know, you know, pipette maybe.
Well, the thing is with pipettes, I don't ever put them on my face.
Yeah,
I drop it straight into my hand, because there was that, I don't know why people run it. Like,
no.
I don't know why they get it out of the bottle. There's an influencer that
run it
all
over the face.
Yeah, and they think they're being all cool and like trendy, like getting it on their cheek and then dragging it up to their like
cheekbone.
They're
using so much product there.
Way too much. For that's bad for congestion. And second of all, the product and the pipette are completely sterilized, and then you're going to put bacteria on it.
Yeah.
And was it you that shared that petri dish?
Yes.
And it was, they'd basically run across a clean pipette that you, where you drop it onto your hand, and one where people have been touching their face.
Yeah.
And it had so much bacteria on it.
Yeah, it's not great.
It was awful.
Yeah. I see, secondhand, I have bought skincare secondhand, but it's been stuff that's come out of a pump.
Yeah.
Or something that I can quite clearly see has had no visible use.
Yeah.
But creams where you have to like put your hand in, I will never buy
secondhand.
Oh
my god, yeah,
ever.
No.
And pipette is kind of where I'm a bit like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's always a pump. A pump, I'm like, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Pump. But in terms of buying stuff secondhand,
yeah,
I had a right go on Depop a few months ago, you know.
What?
Right.
What have you got?
So
I genuinely don't know this story.
So I'm not running low on my Glossier concealer, but I've hit the pan at the bottom. Yeah. Like I've hit, well, it doesn't have a pan, but I've hit the glass bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking, typing Glossier on Depop, because I love buying stuff. I love buying stuff secondhand. Just love buying.
Oh my god, you're so sustainable, darling.
I know. Well, I just like the cheaper price, to be honest. So anyway, I'm typed in Glossier. There's a concealer come up, brand new, unused, £10 in my shade. And I look at the image. It's got no fingerprint marks in it at all.
Yeah.
You can tell it's not been used. So I was like, right, okay, I'll buy it. I think I messaged her saying, like, when did you buy this? Because obviously you need to check expiration date.
Yeah.
Expiry dates. God, I can't even
extinction
speak.
Date.
You need to check the dates and stuff. Somebody might be fobbing you off. But anyway.
Did you get fobbed off?
All was well.
Well.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me try and get the conversation patched
up. I can't believe you've not told me this.
I definitely have.
We speak every day.
Definitely 100% have.
And if you don't reply within 2 hours in the morning of me saying hi, I'm like, hi.
So I messaged her, right? Hi. Would you do this price, including postage and packaging? Yeah, changed it for you. Thanks.
Well, hang on a sec. Rewind. It was £10, and then you went back and said,
"No, I think it was however much." And I've just said, "Would you round it up to £10?"
Right.
Blah blah blah. Okay. Yeah, changed it for you. I thought, oh, amazing! A new concealer, tenner. Can't go wrong here. So that was on the 5th of December. On the 7th of December, I'm away at the moment, but I'll send it on Thursday or Friday. But okay, thank you. The week later, nothing. Has this been posted? The week later. Can I have an update, please?
No.
And then she marked it as shipped the week later. Nothing came. So the week later, I was like, I've not received this yet. Have you got your proof of postage? I appreciate it. Like, it was over Christmas. It's been Christmas, but I ordered it over 3 weeks ago. And she was like, she replied a day later, like, really sorry, I've got no excuses. I'm just being really busy. I will post it to you ASAP. And I was like, it's fine, honestly. Like, thanks for being honest. Mm. But, you know, can you get it posted? Because I bought it ages ago. She was like, yeah, yeah, I'll post it, blah, blah, blah. And just never did. She just never posted it.
Still not got it?
I had to open up a thing with PayPal and get my refund.
Oh, my God.
I left her. I had to leave a one star. Couldn't leave a zero. And I was, I started the thing. I felt like a right Karen. I literally was like, this has been an absolute nightmare. She lied about posting it. She did not keep me updated.
Karen!
I know, but do you know what? I'm sorry.
Can we also talk?
I thought, it's a fucking tenner. Just send me it.
Yeah, but she probably also thought, no, I'll keep it.
And do you know what annoyed
me? What was
the
reason for selling it? Did it say?
No. Do you know what annoyed me even more? She's got so many 5-star reviews that my 1-star didn't even make a dent.
Oh,
silly
what
bitch.
A cow.
I know.
Can we also talk about the fact that last night you'd had a few glasses of wine and you saw a job application on LinkedIn and found them on Instagram?
Last night.
And told them what for?
Last night.
You're starting to turn into me. This is what happens when you turn 28.
I'm only 26, darling. Don't
offend
me.
This is what happens when you turn 26.
Last night, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm not looking for a new job, but I get the emails. And sometimes I like to see what's out there. I like to see what jobs are paying what. Saw an advertisement for an illustrator. And I thought, oh, what's this company? Blah, blah, blah.
I'm surprised you've not said the name.
I don't even know it. So
calling them out to our one listener.
Rock and Art UK.
Oh, here she goes. Rock and Art. They've had it.
I look through the description, seeing what they want and everything. Bearing in mind, like I've said, if any of my employees are listening to this, I'm not looking for a new job, by the way. Just doing some research. We want you to have prior knowledge and experience in this field. What else was it?
I think it was like you had to be like, you had to understand how to use like CAD, which is like quite like advanced.
There was just shitloads of requirements. Like
It was like you had to be like very proficient with, it was like very proficient in X, like very experienced with using this program, this software.
And
essentially be a CAD designer, be a designer, be everything.
My main thing was you need previous experience.
Yeah.
So I go to the bottom. This is an unpaid role. I was in bed.
It was a volunteer role. It wasn't unpaid. It was unpaid volunteer.
I was fuming. I was just furious because as a, you know, as a creative myself, I literally, my first job paid £100 a week.
Yeah.
To try and get me on the ladder.
Yeah.
And that obviously wasn't enough.
No,
so to have an unpaid role, like, are you taking the piss? So I'm there lying in bed next to my fella I've just had an argument with.
Next to my fella.
I've just had a glass of wine. Well, I've had about 4 glasses of wine. Find them on Instagram. I was going to message the person on LinkedIn, but it was an easy apply, not like directly through somebody. So I messaged them on LinkedIn. Hello. I've seen a job advertised on LinkedIn as an illustrator. It asks for a lot of requirements and also for prior experience. Is there any reason at all this is on an unpaid basis? Thanks. Have they read it? Have they fuck? They've not read it.
They probably want the designer to reply to DMs as well.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Rock and Art UK, but that is a disgrace, honestly.
It is a disgrace.
That is a disgrace.
The thing is, it really made me laugh because you were never like that and you're turning in, you're getting older. You're now in 25 and over.
But I just appreciate that it's just like for anybody starting out in a city, you cannot be offering unpaid work.
It needs to be that it's like, this is a unpaid role for somebody new on the ladder because they need a volunteer and they don't have the skills on how to use Photoshop themselves.
If you don't have a budget, you don't hire anybody. I'm sorry, if you don't have a budget, you can't hire somebody.
No.
Or if you want to offer it as an unpaid role, be like, right,
they need to explain
for a few hours a week we could do with your help, blah blah blah. Like, I'm sorry, but the whole will pay you in exposure and this works for a lot of industries. It's fucking bullshit and I'm sorry, I'll stop now, but I was just furious with it.
Well, I love all these DMs. There's actually a whole other story about sending people DMs because you are also being messed about by another brand.
Oh, I bloody am. Sick of it. I'm sick of being mugged off by Depop, by Rock and Art UK.
By your dog's arse.
By my dog's shitty arse. I'm being mugged off left, right and centre. And on my dog's shitty arse, I took her to the vets a few weeks ago because she had...
Oh, the vet did as well.
Yeah, the vet mugged me off, literally. I took her to the vets when she was ill. This is a separate time for the one I was just talking about. Took her to the vets because she was poorly. They stroked her belly and to see if there was anything lodged in there, shoved a cold thermometer up her ass, then charged me 40 quid to tell me that she'd eaten a dinner too quick.
Just gets me every time. She's just got indigestion, love. Off she, off
she's just
go.
Eating too much too quick. It's fine. 40 quid, please. I was furious. I can't even be arsed. I'm being mugged off left, right and centre.
Oh my God.
And
honestly,
to top it off.
You've put me off having a dog or a child.
No, she's brilliant now.
I didn't
now.
Need putting off the children part, but I did need putting off the dog part. So thank you for that.
She's brilliant now. She's like my little bestie. But she, in true birthday skin fashion, took her to the vets. It was for her worming, actually. And I was like, actually, like, can you have a look at her private parts? There's like something really weird on it. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's acne. I was like, what?
My Hello, dog's got and acne welcome back to birthday skin.
On her vagina. My
it's
dog.
Charlie, Amy, and Honey's vagina.
Yeah, so Honey had acne on a foof.
How much did they charge you for that?
I was already going for a worm. Oh. 20 quid that cost. The vet tried to pop it as well. It was literally on top of her, like the hood of her foof.
Did she, like, hang on, we've not spoken
she
about
tried,
this.
The vet tried to pop it and was like, I'm pretty sure it's acne. I was like, okay.
Wait, so first of all...
Poor Honey, I take her to the
did
vet.
Did Honey
she
have to like lie on her back and be like...
It was when she was small, obviously. She's quite a big dog.
Oh, so
I was,
she
holding
was
holding her and then
yeah.
It was just there.
And what were they...
The
like,
vet, yeah, literally went in with thumbs like... And Honey was obviously
wriggling
because somebody's touching it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, please. Please get off. Don't touch me.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. Those vets, like, she's been swabbed up the bum. Had a vag picked at. My poor baby. I'm sick of it.
Well, have you never had that as an adult?
What?
I
swabbed
have.
Up my bum and my vag picked at.
Yeah, if you do like a full STI check, it's like the works. Like
have
a blood,
bum as well?
A finger. What?
Have you bum as well?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time. Well, I've been in a long-term relationship for 5 years.
Yeah.
So I can't remember the last. I definitely have. I don't think I've had the blood stone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, we've got wildly off topic there.
Everyone say a prayer for Honey's arse and her rat acne.
Yeah, rat-acne.
Rat-acne. I am rank.
Actually, you know what? Talking about acne, you know when I, like I just said, I had that whole situation with my chin.
Mm-hmm.
I was recommended by my friend Ashley, a friend and client, Ashley Sturbart, these Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads. So Ashley is, she's like a facialist and is really, really into skincare. Her handle is at the Cosmetic Consult and she tries a lot of products and can rate them and is very happy to be like, yes, this cheap one is worth it. This cheap one is not worth it. Yes, it's worth spending a bit more here.
Yeah.
And she does facials for me and she does microneedling and peels.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to talk about peels and facials, weren't we, in the episode, but they are very personal as to what you need and where you would go for them. But she's done peels for me and she was like, you need to get these for you and they'll help your chin. And it was the normal, the extra strong Dr. Dennis Gross pads.
Oh, have you got the extra strong ones?
Yeah, I use the extra strength, which is a red box.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because they look like a box of paracetamols.
Yeah, except 80 million times the price.
Yeah. And they're £19 for 5 pads. And they come in like a set of 2. So the first one you wipe around your face, you wipe the pad around, which is pre-soaked, until it's dry. And that does the exfoliating. And then the second one is kind of like the barrier over the top, isn't it?
Mm.
Again, another wipe that you go around with until the material is dry. And they are absolutely insane.
Yeah.
They work immediately. And I honestly can't recommend them enough. I used one a day for 5 days because you're supposed to use them every day, but that's really expensive.
Mm.
And I just buy the smallest, like I said, 5-pack. Is it 5-pack or a 10?
It's 5.
5.
I think it goes 5 and then jumps to 30 and then
yeah.
jumps to 60.
Yeah. But I can't recommend them highly enough if you need a good exfoliator or if you wanted a peel but you didn't want to go and spend 40-50 quid for
yeah.
a half an hour treatment or whatever, spend 20 quid, do it once a day for 5 days, and by the end of the week it honestly mimics what a peel would be like.
Yeah.
And now I just use them one pad a week over 5 weeks, and oh my god, insane.
Yeah.
Well, I can't recommend them enough.
I bought them off that because I'm very easily influenced. Mm. And I think they're very accessible because, like you said, they do the extra strong and then they just do the normal ones. Mm-hmm. And then they also do a blue packet, which is like for sensitive skin. And mm-hmm. I was kind of on the fence whether to go for the sensitive skin.
Because the normal ones are orange.
Orange.
So extra strength is red.
Red, orange.
Normal is orange blue. And then blue, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was kind of on the fence. Like, oh, I don't really like... The Paula's Choice exfoliant for me works quite well because it's not as harsh. But then something like, I don't know, like a harsh exfoliant really doesn't do well for me. It kind of brings me out in little spots. So I was a bit like, do I want to try it? Like, it's quite expensive. But then, you know, I'm running out of my Paula's Choice. So yeah, I might as well try something new and splurge a little bit. And I did actually go for the medium strength ones because when we were talking, we kind of figured out that the ultra sensitive ones maybe are for like rosacea and like actual.
Yeah.
Like my skin's sensitive, but I don't have a skin condition. Yeah. It's just sensitive.
Yeah.
So I tried the normal ones and they were fine for me, really good. I really like them.
Because you struggled with the Glossier exfoliator, didn't you?
Yeah. So really bad.
If you've tried that and you've got sensitive skin, then obviously the Dr. Dennis Gross is fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would honestly, I keep telling everybody about them because I just can't believe that my skin was the same after a professional peel and after 5 days of using that.
Yeah.
And if you've got an event or something, or if I have an event, I'll use them on the morning, obviously use SPF in the day, and then still by the evening my skin is nice and clear and really soft, and makeup goes on so much better after using them.
Yeah, and I find for me, obviously it is very personal and it depends, but sometimes I can tell if something's going to be too harsh for me because it stings. They don't sting.
No,
but
no,
they still
don't
give me the level of exfoliation that I'd want from a product without the harshness of it.
Yeah.
So I think you can kind of gauge, if you do want to try them, where you would be in terms of which one you would get in terms of strength. But you mentioning Glossier then, just kind of, that's something I wanted to talk about as well. So I got a sample ages ago of the Future Dew. Really liked it, however, said it smelled like wet dog.
Yeah.
You bought it a few months.
I've got it now.
Even a year after. Oh, they must have changed. It does not smell like wet dog. And I was like, okay, I'll rebuy it. It still smells like wet dog. Mine stinks of wet dog. I put it on my face and I'm like, oh.
Wait, I'm going to go and get mine because I've literally got it right now. And
mine's
I'm
at yours. We can compare. And if yours doesn't smell, I'm fucking swapping them.
I don't think it does.
It stinks of wet dog.
What's in my makeup bag? Right. Oh my god, Ames, while we're talking about what's my makeup bag, I just want to talk about the Chantecaille Just Skin Tinted Moisturiser. I also got that from Space NK.
Yeah,
and
we both bloody love Space NK,
it
don't
is.
We?
Space NK is, I'm so loyal to that brand, but the Chantecaille Tinted Moisturiser, expensive, but really nice.
Yeah.
And I'm actually thinking, you've just tried that rose ink.
Yes, I was going to talk about that. So a few new launches on Space NK. There's the Rare Beauty, which is Selena Gomez, and Rose Ink, which is Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried the Skin Enhanced Luminous Tinted Serum, which is like a skincare makeup hybrid and kind of has these little... You can just see the pockets.
Yeah.
Does it smell like wet dog?
No.
Right.
I'm just going to...
Can I smell yours?
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Right, thanks.
Doesn't smell like wet dog at all.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
A bit, it does. It smells
doesn't.
Like warm, wet dog. A bit.
I don't think it smells bad at all. I think it smells like...
I wouldn't say it's a nice smell.
I think it just smells like balmy. Like, you know, like a balm smells, like an unscented balm. Oh, youth to the people.
Lovely. Yeah, anyway, sorry about
We're
the rosy.
We're really going off track here.
Yeah, we are. Really, really nice. If you see it on Space NK, it's got quite a lot of good reviews and... They do it in different, like a lot of different, they've got good shade variety.
Yeah,
I've used it this morning.
It doesn't have. You can choose from 5 shades.
Really? In what day in it, like?
I know, it's really bad.
5 shades?
Yeah. This one's bliss.
For something that's so premium and luxury and so expensive, you want to be able to pick a shade that's right for you.
Yeah.
But whatever. I would really recommend the Rose Ink Tinted Serum.
Yeah, well, I was thinking what I might do, because this was £72 is get that for every day and use this for kind of if I want it slightly more covered.
Yeah, you can try a bit when we go back. But I also tried some of the Rare Beauty. I tried the blusher, which is also really
That's
nice.
Selena Gomez.
Yeah, it's got nice packaging and it's not super expensive. And the blusher, again, it comes in quite a lot of shades. So yeah, lovely. That's a little Space NK.
Love that. Yeah, Space NK is the one. And also, great point system. That's why I like them. And also, when I go to the shop in Manchester, they genuinely, like, I'll put my stuff on the counter, they wrap it, and then they walk round. They don't hand the bag over the counter. They walk round and they hand it to me and they say, thank you for shopping. Have a lovely day.
Oh, I might go in tomorrow.
And I'm like, I love you all so much. So shout out to the Manchester Centre Space NK crew, because it's an expensive shop, but it doesn't have a very expensive attitude.
Yeah, no, they're nice. So, I'm sorry, but it does smell like wet dog. Anybody who thinks Glossier Future Dew smells like wet dog, please let me know.
I'm going to do a poll on Instagram right now.
Okay. However, they have recently launched their Skin Barrier Balm, which comes in like a really cute... I mean, I don't have to explain that the packaging is cute, because it's always cute. Like tub, little green tub with a pink lid. And it looks really, really nice.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of people, like a few reviews, saying how it's really good for the cold weather.
Ah.
Because it's quite a thick balm without being greasy. And I really want to try it. And I do have a £10 voucher, so I might order it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get it, girl.
I feel like this episode, all we've done is like talk back and forth at each other. But we've kind of got all the points covered now.
We have, yeah. There is one last thing I want to make, point I want to make. And that is that I'm absolutely obsessed with Katie Jane Hughes.
She's amazing, isn't she?
She's a makeup artist. And I'm really not a makeup-y person. And sometimes the looks are very like... out there.
Oh, I love
and them. I'm a very everyday person. The makeup I do for going out is exactly the same as if I'm trying to look nice going shopping with my mom.
Me too.
And I find it so relaxing watching it, and I would just highly recommend. She's just a really cool person.
She's just got a lovely voice as well, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Cool, I really accent. Like her. Yeah.
She's from
she's British, isn't she?
Yeah, she's from
but she's in New York.
Yorkshire somewhere.
She's great.
I think it's Yorkshire. So yeah, I just wanted to say I highly recommend that. And she does lives on a Sunday morning, and
she's actually live right now.
Is she?
Yeah.
I send her questions and she answers them.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's putting some makeup on.
I'm anxious and I'm nervous.
She's got a audio description. Ooh. She's got like a nice orange eye going on with a pink cheek and a nice nude lip, and it looks lovely.
She's just gorgeous.
She is really good.
So obviously we'll be back very soon with our next episode. Like we said, the quality might not be as high, but it will obviously be way more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got any skincare questions, skincare dilemmas, feel free to send them in, and we will discuss. But it's been fun to catch up.
It has.
And if you all hate the episode, then sorry.
Let us know if you have tried any of the stuff that we've posted about, and if you rate it, and if you think that Glossier smells like wet dog.
Yeah.
Bye. Pray for honey's arse.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.